opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, KCNR listeners. You're listening to 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. Welcome to the Carl and Linda Bott Show. I'm Blake Fisher from Viva Downtown Reading, filling in for Carl and Linda Bott. This is the second week filling in for those two while they are traveling the wild, wild west. Carl and Linda will be back on December 3rd, as they will be live broadcasting from the National Finals Rodeo Competition in Viva, Las Vegas. Today is Monday, December 1st, so we can finally say Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, and we've got plenty of things to talk about. I know at 7:15 we'll have our event call in, and otherwise I'll be here for the next today and tomorrow. We've got a nice lineup of guests. This week we're going to focus on downtown development and holiday activities. Alex?
Good morning.
Good morning.
What's going on?
It's good to see you again.
Yeah. Good to be here.
Did you have a good weekend?
I did. What about you?
I did, too. You know, it was Small Business Saturday in downtown Reading, and it was just packed. The entire downtown Reading was bustling.
The market's open.
Yes, which is a great segue.
Yeah.
To my listeners this morning, I am joined with Mr. Alan Knott of K2 Development. K2 Development is the development company in charge of all the Market Center apartments, California Place apartments, and the newest Reading Public Market. Alan Knott, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Blake.
Good to see you.
Hey, you threatened me with a whiskey and a coffee in the morning. That's quite a selection that you gave me.
Show on up, show on up. That's how you get out of bed. Alan, it's so nice to see you, and you are probably, your head's probably spinning after this last week of soft opening the Reading Public Market. How you feeling?
It's been a lot of fun. It's been fun to see people come downtown, and it's the right time of year with the holidays, and so it's spinning. But it's you know, I'm ears to ears with smiles, and I think a lot of people are as well.
Reading Public Market, to us in downtown, that's been the biggest story. It's the newest project that filled in the mixed-use apartment complex, Market Center Apartments, which opened up in 2020. And then at the bottom floor, it's been a focus on activating the storefront space. You had Apricot Lane, a wonderful clothing boutique move-in, and then New Clairvaux, a Northern California vineyard over in Vina move-in. So those have been the two anchor tenants. But now you had Reading Public Market open. Tell us a little bit about Reading Public Market and where that idea came from.
Yeah, it's interesting. Even before Reading Public Market, we also had La Joie come in.
Yes.
And just those three were already starting to activate the streets at a level that we hadn't seen prior. So that was exciting. And so that started to get us like, okay, we're onto something here. If we start filling these storefronts downtown with small to medium businesses, then we can start seeing more activity on the streets downtown.
Well, this has been a long time project coming. K2 Development has now had around 7 years of investment into downtown Reading. Where did this project begin? Where did K2 see that downtown was the place to invest in?
Yeah, so we, our family grew up here. We moved up here in 1979. And so, my two younger brothers were actually born at Mercy Hospital. So, you know, we have, deep roots in this community. My mom was a nurse at the hospital. My dad was a doctor in town. And so just watching downtown, I mean, it's where I went as a kid. You know, I always joke around. I used to go there, but we didn't have enough money to buy, anything at Dicker's Dicko department store. I went to Ross and some of the other places where it was more affordable. But, it's nice to, you know, see, what was once a thriving downtown, on the verge of starting to kind of unlock again for people to go downtown and enjoy, all the pieces of downtown, entertaining yourself, shopping, eating, you know, becomes a destination as opposed to like, I'm just going there for one item and then I'm going home or I'm going back to, another location. So, I mean, really the I-5 killed our downtown. I mean, at the end of the day, and we're not the only city that went through that, where a major thoroughfare redirected traffic away from their main commerce hub, and it sat kind of there for a long time. And what's happened in most cities that went that either went to blight, nothing happened, or county offices or large office users move into downtown because they can get low cost of real estate.
Mm-hmm.
And so all the buildings that were originally designed to be retail turn into these large office platforms where you have 500 people packed into a box, and they, you know, they utilize all the assets that are downtown, but it pushes out some of the other businesses that otherwise would have been there because the lights turn on at 8 and they go off at 5 and it's only Monday through Friday, and the consumer activity just says, doesn't follow it.
Mm-hmm. You're exactly right. And our downtown was a total demonstration of that. We had our mall. The mall was not being successful, and then that shut down. And then it wasn't until around 2010 that the first part of the roof was removed. 2013 was the final bit of roof, and then we had the Market Street Promenade. And right in the smack dab center was that Dickers building, which was, to many listeners, know that it was at one point Need for Speed. That was a big thing.
Mm-hmm.
You had the mini golf course that tried to go on in there. It was one time an ice skating rink demonstration project.
I remember getting that call.
And
I just bought the building when we got that call. I think you might have made it. Someone made it from Viva and said, hey, can we put an ice skating rink in there? And I went in the building. It's leaking like a sieve. These tiles are hanging down. Wires are hanging down. I'm like, oh, my goodness. This is a liability.
Uh-huh. And then I know that the ways that people could activate that main Market Street Promenade was few to slim. We had these historic buildings that were just now finally uncovered, and then the parking structure garage under the Dickers building, which was not really that utilized as well. So that Dickers building, I would say, is the start of the actual modern day downtown that we see. So where did this, where, what happened from the demolition of the Dickers building to the point where we are today?
Yeah, so we, I actually went back because we were looking at some permit requirements that we have to maintain certain buildings according to building codes, depending upon when those permits were pulled. So we pulled the actual construction, the vertical construction of Market Center in November of 2018. So here we are exactly 7 years later from we pulled the building permit to construct that building.
Wow.
And so, you know, you think about since then, the building was built. The building actually encroached into Yuba Street, Butte Street, and Market Street 40 feet in all three directions. So when the original developers of downtown came in, the city at that time made a decision that they were going to close off a six-block by six-block area, or three-block by three-block area downtown, and close those city streets off. And they let the developers grow into the streets. And that became, you know, the downtown Reading Mall, which at the time made some sense, I guess. And they built a three-block parking garage to support that mall structure. So when we came in, a big part of what we tried to accomplish early on was to reintroduce the grid downtown. You know, it was just blocking you off. We've all been downtown. And
just
one way. Yeah, it was great when I was a kid. I was on the cruise there every weekend when I wasn't supposed to be. But that's kind of made it, I guess, a good cruise scene. But it didn't do a lot for commerce because you had to kind of park on the fringe and then traverse your way into downtown. You didn't know if storefronts were open or closed at the time. And so the first move was to reopen some downtown city streets where we could, and the Dickers building was the number one piece to kind of open up three streets. You know, so now you have two-way on Yuba Street, and then you have two-way into Market Street, and then one-way through to California Street on Butte Street. So those are, you know, those are big moves. And then you can come in from the north off of Market Street right into downtown, and that was also a corridor that was shut off as well. So all those businesses didn't really have storefronts that you could at least drive by and take a shot at parking in front of. So
no, and no one was walking down there anyways, because they didn't feel, one, safe, two, there wasn't much programming happening. So Alan, I really love that you brought in reintroducing the grid. I think that's one of the most important aspects of our modern downtown that K2 has had a hand in the city of Reading. What came along with reintroducing the grid? Not only are cars able to drive through, but you added 70 new trees. So these trees are already growing. We're in 5 years of these trees maturing, and you could see how tall they're already getting. And looking down the street during fall, there are these deep reds and oranges and yellows. People, it's designed as complete streets. It's pedestrian-focused. So the cars don't have the biggest right of way. It's really for families, and you have people in wheelchairs and scooters and bikes and strollers, families with big, big strollers, all utilizing that new Market Street, Yuba Street, Butte Street grid. And then finally, I mean, this is a place where you finally feel connected, that when you're walking at all times of the week, Sunday through Saturday, you see residents and people all utilizing that street, no matter what time. So I think that's one of the greatest things that you guys started with.
Yeah, and part of that walkability of downtown and being able to get into other modes of transportation is we widen those sidewalks to 10 foot. So you have a nice experience. You feel safe. You don't feel like a car is coming right up on you when they're parking parallel on the street and you're walking with your family down the sidewalk. It also allows for the businesses to grow their storefront out to the streets, which creates a more vibrant downtown than having these narrow sidewalks that you really can't program with seating or if you're retail or move some of your retail out there. So the sidewalks are a big part of that component, and safe crosswalks, you know, having a elevated intersection so you can just kind of spill right across the street onto the other, so it's, you know, it's a safe path of travel whether you're in a wheelchair or you're an able body walking across the street. So
that's just the small, we're starting from the very beginning, and then once we come back from the break, we're going to start getting into where are we today with the Reading Public Market and other projects that have been improved in downtown by K2 Development. So you're listening to KCNR Radio, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio.
Bicycle, I want to ride my
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Reading Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Reading Rancheria. They are an integral part to the success of the Reading Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Get rewarded when you shop Grange Co-op. December 5th through the 7th, the more you spend on clothing, the more you get back. Spend $100 and get a $20 gift card. Spend $250 and get $60 back. Or go big. Spend $500 and get a $125 gift card. Stock up on your favorite gear like Wrangler, Carhartt, Ariat, Farm Builds, and more. Shop Grange Co-op December 5th through the 7th and earn while you shop.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community. I want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-3345.
Celebrate the holiday season at Reading Garden of Lights, open November 21st through January 4th at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay in Reading, California. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with over 2 million lights, plus holiday-themed music, food and drinks, glowing swings, and more. New for 2025, upgrade your experience with a train ride on the new Turtle Express, adorned with festive lights and wintry displays. Reading Garden of Lights is presented by Dignity Health Mercy Medical Center Reading. Buy tickets online at turtlebay.org.
The Reading Chamber of Commerce is working every day to make our community a better place to live, work, and do business. When you join the Chamber, you become part of a network that stands up for local employers, supports our workforce, and helps shape the future of Reading. Your membership fuels advocacy at City Hall and in Sacramento, promotes tourism through Visit Reading, and strengthens the business community that keeps our economy moving. If you believe in building a stronger Reading, we invite you to join us. Visit ReadingChamber.com to learn more.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Reading Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Reading Bike Park. We just want to thank the Reading Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
KCNR listeners, welcome back to 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, Your Talk Radio, the Carl and Linda Bott Show. I'm here with Alan Knott of K2 Development. But before we jump back, we have our weekly events updates from Anne-Marie. Good morning.
Well, good morning, Blake. Happy Monday and happy December 1st.
Thank you.
Well, the community calendar is always brought to you by Fisk Insurance, located at 857 Mistletoe Lane in Reading. Give them a call today at 530-224-2345. Well, today, Monday, December 1st, is the birthday of the United States Civil Air Patrol, Volunteer Civilian Auxiliary of the Air Force. Today is also Cyber Monday, a great day to find those deals online. Tomorrow is the National Day of Giving. And this Sunday, December 7th, is National Pearl Harbor Remembrance Day, honoring all lost on December 7th, 1941, during the attack on Pearl Harbor. Back in 1941, December 7th was also on a Sunday. As we begin, I would like to give a shout out to all the Red Kettle bell ringers out there this holiday season. I have a friend that does this every year with the Salvation Army, and they are such a joy to see when out shopping. If you would like to learn more about the volunteer Red Kettle program, check out the Salvation Army Reading Corps on Facebook. Look for the Giving Tree, also known as the Angel Tree, at Mount Shasta Mall in Reading. The tree is located in the center court area. Grab a tag and shop for a child this Christmas season. Return your tag and unwrapped gift back to the tree. Also at Mount Shasta Mall this season, look for the Collie Tree Farms Christmas Tree Lot. It's located in the parking lot near Macy's. Check out this year's Reading Garden of Life at Turtle Bay Exploration Park, located at 844 Sundial Bridge Drive in Reading. The event runs from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. on most evenings. You can view the full event schedule and purchase tickets at readinggardenoflife.org. I can't wait to go this year. Last year was super fun. This annual event features over 2 million lights for a fun and whimsical holiday experience, with lots of photo opportunities. This year, there will be a new feature with a holiday train ride that you can experience. The Reading Garden of Life will run through January 4th. Turtle Bay members receive $5 off each ticket. More detail at readinggardenoflife.org. This season, you can also enjoy a golf course of life at the Oasis Fun Center, located at 3330 Cascade Boulevard in Shasta Lake. We had fun doing this as a family outing one year. The golf course of life will run through January 10th and opens at 5 p.m. More details at oasisfuncenter.com. Now, there are a lot of family-friendly seasonal events happening this week, so that is our focus. And I will mention as many as I can here, but this is just a sample, folks, of everything out there happening. On Wednesday, December 3rd, check out the City of Shasta Lake annual Christmas tree lighting ceremony at the Shasta Lake Community Center, 4499 Main Street. On Friday, December 5th, check out the Reading Public Market opening in downtown Reading and toy drive, which will benefit multiple groups, including One Safe Place Shasta. In addition, look for First Fridays in Downtown Reading and the Christmas tree lighting Friday evening at 7 p.m. On Friday, December 5th, head to Anderson for the opening of their ice rink. Tickets are $5 per person, including skate rental. Each session is 45 minutes. To view operating hours or more details, check out Anderson CA Parks and Recreation on Facebook. The Palisadro Chamber of Commerce will hold their annual Country Christmas on Friday, December 5th this year from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. at Allen and Dahl at 21853 Honor Court in Palisadro. Look for vendors and the lighted parade to kick off at 5:30 p.m. On Saturday, December 6th, enjoy the annual Reading Lighted Parade starting at 6 p.m. in downtown Reading. The theme this year is Christmas in the Wild. Events by the 2030 Club of Reading. On Saturday, December 6th, enjoy the City of Anderson's Christmas Parade and Celebration starting at 3 p.m. with activities and 5:30 p.m. for the parade down Meridian Street, 8th Street to 13th Street. The Mayor's Tree Lighting Ceremony will follow the parade. The Jingle Bell Fun Run will take place on Saturday, December 6th from 4 to 5 p.m. at the Sundial Bridge located at 844 Sundial Bridge Drive in Reading. Registration fee includes admission to the Garden of Light. To register, visit turtlebay.org. Look for the Shasta District Fair, Holiday Bazaar, Craft Fair, and Swap Meet to take place this weekend, December 6th. And December 7th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at 1890 Briggs Street in Anderson. If you are interested in being a vendor at this event, you can find the application at the Shasta District Fair and Event Center.com. And the application deadline is December 3rd. Also this weekend, look for the Whitmore Volunteer Fire Company and Whitmore Community Center to present their Christmas Bazaar on Saturday, December 6th from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Whitmore Community Center located at 30555 Whitmore Road. More details can be found on the Whitmore Community Center Facebook page. Tickets are on sale now for the Reading Area Bus Holly Jolly Trolley Tour. The dates include the weekend of December 12th, 13th, and 14th, and also December 19th, 20th, and 21st. Enjoy some hot cocoa, carols, and more while checking out Reading's Christmas Lights Tour. They have just added a 5 p.m. showtime, as well as 6:30 p.m. and 8 p.m. For more information, visit the Reading Area Bus Authority's Facebook page. Now, next Monday, the second Monday of the month, I am off, so I will catch everyone the week afterwards. I'm Anne-Marie with your community calendar. Enjoy the season, everyone.
All right. Hey, thank you so much. Hey, all right, Alan, public market. This is the biggest thing why I wanted to get you on. We could talk about downtown history lessons and programming and California Market Street, but let's talk public market. This week you have your official grand opening and ribbon cutting. Ribbon cutting is scheduled for Thursday, December 4th, 3 p.m. on Market Street. And the grand opening lands on First Friday, downtown Reading, Christmas tree lighting right on Market and Butte Street, where we're going to have a classic car Christmas. So, Alan, public market, what does this week look like to you?
This is a big week for us. It's just exciting to introduce the Reading Public Market to the community. The most important part of the entire project was to be able to create a place for everyone in Reading, Shasta County, and visitors alike to be able to go and gather. I don't know if you've been to a restaurant, you see your friend across the way. You know, that's a typical Reading anywhere, right? Whether you're in the grocery store or restaurant or Costco, you're going to see someone you know. That's part of living in a nice community. But it's awkward to walk up to them while they're in the middle of, like, you know, eating their salad or their cheeseburger or having a personal conversation with their family member. But in the Reading Public Market, it allows you to walk around and run into people, bump into people you know, meet new people, and then, you know, get great food from local artisans, shop, do grocery shopping, and sit down and enjoy your meal in a setting that is elevated above a traditional type of food and commerce setting that you might places. So that was important to us, to create something that the entire community could get their arms around. You could be there on date night. You could be there on family night. You could just poke in on your way to another restaurant in the area and kind of make that your launching point for your evening or your day.
Alan, you and I did a podcast on the Downtown Discussion 3 years ago, and it was to talk about the announcement of Public Market. Where did Reading Public Market become the new vision after you had those two anchor storefronts? Where did K2 Development and your team and your family say, this is the direction we want to go?
Yeah, so if you think about when we finished the building, it was right when COVID was still active. A lot of this, you know, downtown is a place for small to medium business. If you're community-minded and you want to support your friends, your family, other, you know, community members, small to medium businesses is really the heartbeat of our community. And downtown is the frontier that is set up for those small to medium businesses if it's done right. Otherwise, you're tucked into the back of some strip mall somewhere. So, what had happened is when we came out of that downturn, a lot of the small to medium businesses in our town were just exhausted financially and emotionally because COVID was hard on them. Can we open? Can we not open? What can we sell? What can we not sell? And the cost during that time also escalated. So the ability to build out a 1,500 square foot restaurant got pretty expensive. You know, it'd be $1.5 million to build out a 1,500 square foot restaurant new build. So most small to medium business entrepreneurs just didn't have that type of capital. So we had explored the idea when we first bought the building, actually. I'd just come back from a trip out of Napa and had visited the Oxbow before we actually endeavored on tearing down the entire Dickers building and rebuilding what is there today, and had visited a public market and thought, wow, this would be neat in Reading. Would it work? You know, that's kind of the question you always ask. What someone else did somewhere else, would that work in your hometown, and how do you modify it in a way that people would enjoy it, that would make sense for our community just because it works somewhere else? And I remember Steve Carlin Oxbow, when we finally hired him to come up and consult with us for 6 months. He said, you know, Alan, I compete with billion-dollar vineyards down the street. In Reading, there's nothing like this, and if you do it right, and you really bring in the best artisans in the market, and you increase the level of hospitality in your market, you'll create a vibrant space that people can come and enjoy. And what you'll see, and this is what we are hopefully seeing, you'll see the other building owners around you and the other vacant spaces around you start getting occupied by other businesses because you start creating this hub, and it starts becoming a groundswell event. And so that's what really we're trying to do with the Reading Public Market, is be a heartbeat in the center of downtown that other businesses can come around and fill the other spaces in the other buildings. So
that's all I'm hearing from Amber, Shop Around the Corner Books, from up the street at Carousel and Ferris Wheel Kids, and Friday's Vintage. I mean, these are all businesses that are on Yuba and Butte Street that you have to walk past to get into the heart, and people are seeing so many new patrons and faces and people that are making an effort to see what's going on in our downtown. And this is great because we are retraining our residents from all across Shasta County that there is a downtown right in the center. For many years, I could watch people driving up, go to Kobe's, park, Kobe's, drive out. That's the extent of your boundary. And now with Public Market Central, everyone's seeing all these businesses that have either moved in these last 4 years or have been here forever, much like the sandwichery, you know, that's been a staple here since the 1970s. So Public Market being the heartbeat is what's happening. And, Alan, you were here, Small Business Saturday. I think that was the busiest one we've had yet.
That was exciting to see people downtown. I mean, this community ate everyone out of food and bought everything. I mean, We most of the businesses in the public market prepped for 3 days of food, and it was, everyone was sold out by the end of the night of 3 days. So it was exciting. The one thing that I have heard over and over again is that the quality of food is best in class, and the quality of the customer service, even though it was very busy, was best in class. And those are two important ingredients. If we don't make people feel important, look people in the eye, thank them, make people enjoy their experience, you know, give them their space, but also appreciate it, and then give you great food and entertainment, then we haven't fulfilled the mission of the market. And quite frankly, we haven't fulfilled the mission of the community of making people feel welcome. So
you guys headed out of the park with your partnerships and these business owners and representatives of their businesses. I think the one thing that I stand out, you said you wanted the best of Reading to be featured here. Well, your business owners are that. I want to start out with Rosie Lamone, who's running Heads or Tails Bar. You know Rosie.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, Rosie's one of the best mixologists in town, has won countless awards, and she's worked in the restaurant industry at Mosaic, Pipeline, Vintage Public House, and was always taking charge of those bars and giving it her own flair. Now she's captain of Heads or Tails Bar, creating this extravagant, beautiful menu, and built a team of other mixologists who are recognizable in our area. I mean, that's one business. You bring in Jason Odell of Successful Odell Barbecue right next to KCNR Radio. You bring in John and Amanda Hutchings, Fall River Brewery, Kate and Joe Wood, Bantam Kitchen, Michelle Cave, a former business owner in downtown Reading. You've got Jacob Dill of Dill's Deli running 32 Below and Bad Dog. You've got Jacqueline Horton, Little by Little. Your wife is running Stellar J's product. And then John and Jonah from the Hearth with the Bread and Butcher Bakery. I mean, you brought in a team of really great entertainment industry representatives that have been there every single day uplifting the product for people. What was the choice with partnering with so many great individuals? And did you reach out to them, or did they see that this was an opportunity?
It was, you know, you're trying to have someone buy into a vision 2 years, 3 years ahead of time. And remember, we were on that show 3 years ago talking about the Reading public market. So fortunately, being from Reading and being, you know, growing up here, we had some great relationships that were built on trust over a lot of years, going back to whether we were in high school or grade school or beyond that. And I think that's kind of the foundation of most business relationships, is if you can trust each other. So a lot of those relationships started that way. And it's been looking at their business models and how they've treated people in the community and how they're received in the community. So it just became a perfect marriage. Mm. And it's going outstanding, you know, because you're now in a business model where you're all sharing common area. You're sharing the folks that are serving people at the tables to clear the table. So there has to be a lot of community within the businesses. And where else in town is there an opportunity for these small to medium businesses to all come under one roof like this? We've been meeting every month for the last year and a half. Mm-hmm. We've went through trainings together. We've went through business plannings together. We've talked about menu coordinations with everyone. And everyone is helping each other out. And that's a different environment. That's a different experience for these businesses. A lot of times they're on their own, right? And it's tough in business. You know, how's my point of sale working now? How am I procuring food or shipping or whatever I'm dealing with? Mm. Now I have this whole great group around me. And so, you know, and the barrier of entry into the public market isn't a full build-out. You know, going back to what we talked about earlier, they were able to build a 500-square-foot space or a 1,000-square-foot space, a much more manageable costs, and that helped them get over that line of how much capital do we have and can we be successful together on my own. And it only works if the community enjoys it. And we could have the greatest ideas in the world, but if the community doesn't embrace the newest community gathering space from today, and that's what gives me the most stress, is how does this thing look in 5-10 years from now?
Well, hey, we got a caller to comment on this. Hey, caller, is this a first-time listener, first-time caller?
No, this is Linda Bosch, and Carl and I are calling from Las Vegas. And we have
We've heard just wonderful. We've been getting so many comments about the downtown public, Reading Public Market. I mean, I can't forget the texts have been coming in. But I wanted to thank you so much for being on, and Blake for holding down the show. Carl and I got to Vegas last night. We're going down to Thomas and Mack today to get our press credentials. We're here with the group from Reading, Reading Rodeo, but we're going to be doing live broadcast here from South Point, covering some of the stock contractors and Reading Stars ahead of the PRCA and all of that good stuff. Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday will be live. But meanwhile, please, everybody listening, go down and support this, the Reading Public Market, downtown public market. It is so first class, amazing, so upscale, such a bar raiser for our community. I can't even begin. And thank you so much for putting in the time and effort to really create something like this that's beyond what we know in the area. That's it on my end.
Linda, it's so good to hear your voice, too.
You, too. You guys have a great morning. Thanks so much.
Bye, Linda. Thank
Bye.
You.
Yeah, it was fun because one of the things that was near and dear to me is the bathrooms in any community space. I judge a place by whether their bathrooms are clean, how they do them. And pretty much everyone uses a restroom in a restaurant.
Right? Everyone.
So we decided to lean in on that. And so we leveled up the restroom in the public market, the women's and men's restaurant. And we decided I wanted to, like, showcase local celebrities is what we kind of went down the road of. And so every stall it has a label on it, and it tells a story about a local celebrity. And Linda, fortunately, was willing to let us showcase her in the Reading Public Market and tell her a fabulous story of her travels and where she's been in the movie industry and entertainment industry. And then now we have, you know, this person right here in Reading, you know, that everyone gets to listen to.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been exciting to have that. And she worked with Becky, one of our designers, to really showcase her. And so and then we have, Merle Haggard location in there, Ricky Ray. Mm-hmm. So you can kind of read about a lot of the local celebrities. People, Reading's produced some talent.
I show off the bat. Whenever I bring people in, I say not only look at the front, but go check out the restrooms. Because it's you made an experience from the moment you walk into the doors to every inch of that facility. Alan, we have to take a break, and then we'll come back and finish off this interview. Thanks for being here.
Sounds good.
This is Carl and Linda Bott. Join us December 3rd through December 5th as we broadcast live from Las Vegas, where we take a look behind the scenes and interview some of the top names in rodeo in America.
It's the National Finals Rodeo, or NFR. Tune in, and follow us on Facebook Live and on KCNR1460.com.
Free Fire Radio and all of us from the KCNR studios want to thank our special sponsor for making it possible to take our show live on the road from Las Vegas.
We'll be reporting from the Thomas and Mack Center and from South Point Arena, where the action happened.
Many thanks to our sponsors:
Reading Rancheria, Wind River Resort and Casino,
Shasta Regional Medical Center, the Reading Chamber of Commerce,
Jones Court, and Wonderland Signs.
Join us December 3rd through the 5th as we broadcast live from Las Vegas at the National Finals Rodeo.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number, and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Get rewarded when you shop Grange Co-op. December 5th through the 7th, the more you spend on clothing, the more you get back. Spend $100 and get a $20 gift card. Spend $250 and get $60 back. Or go big. Spend $500 and get a $125 gift card. Stock up on your favorite gear like Wrangler, Carhartt, Ariat, Farm Builds, and more. Shop Grange Co-op December 5th through the 7th and earn while you shop.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew and this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Arturo Fuente, Rare Pink, Happy Ending. Extremely limited and rare, this is a perfecto in every sense of the word. A spicy Ecuadorian Habano wrapper, a Dominican binder, and luscious Nicaraguan Dominican filler offer up notes of oak, leather, cocoa, and spice. Proceeds from the sale of this cigar benefit breast cancer research. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
And welcome back, KCNR Radio, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. There is so much to talk about, so we're going to jump right into it. Alan, I've gone to try so many of the restaurants in Public Market, but one of my favorites was sitting at Heads or Tails Bar and ordering a shot and a slice of pizza, and the pizza came from Noni's. Where did this experience come from?
Yeah, good question. I think hopefully we'll answer that as people are on the menus and read the background of Noni's. But when my great-grandparents migrated to America from Italy, they moved to first Philadelphia, and then they moved across the country to Seaside, California, Monterey, and they needed to make money. So my great-grandpa started selling grappa, which is just a gut rot booze, to the sailors that were going out on the boats out on the pier. And my grandma, who her love language was to feed you, said, "Manja, manja," and you'll see "manja, manja" on Noni's. And they would she started bringing out slices of pizza. So they would sell the sailors a shot of grappa and a slice of my grandma's pizza, homemade pizza. And they saved up enough money to open up their first pizza restaurant, which was called Carlos Pizzeria in Monterey for 40 years. And that's the start of the kind of the Noni's brand. So when we decided to open up a food option adjacent to the Heads or Tails, we leaned into that. And so right now what you're getting is you're getting a lot of New York style pizza that we're doing some California toppings on that have that kind of crisp crust to it so it doesn't flop. And, but we've also been rolling out the square pizzas, which were real traditional, to Carlos Pizzeria, which would be a Sicilian style pizza, which is a pepperoni. We have some of that kind of rolling out on the menu. We also are going to have grandma style pizza, which is a slightly, a thinner, square pizza, focaccia style, but a sweeter sauce on it. And then we're rolling out Detroit-style pizza, which isn't around here. I haven't seen anywhere where the cheese actually melts around the edges and gives you that crisp bite like a grilled cheese sandwich where the cheese melts on the grill. And so you'll be able to walk up, order a slice, and get the price point right. Now you're $6.50 a slice. So you can have a meal for $6.50, $7, and now we've kind of helped people get to a great food option that doesn't break the bank.
That's exactly what I've experienced. And, you know, this place, Public Market, has something for everyone. And I think my favorite thing is that I've seen all walks of life and ages come on in there, from our senior residents of Reading to our youngest residents, all of our high schoolers, especially on this last Christmas, this November break. But the biggest thing, I'm seeing families. You've designed a place that families feel comfortable bringing out everyone to show off. Where's the secret? Because you're a family man. What's the secret on that?
Yeah, I mean, I think a big part of the market is that it has to be family-centric. I'm a family guy. When my wife said she, when we had opened the little gift store, the first thing we went to is, like, we want a little kid's nook. There's a little table there. We'll give kids a coloring book. They can color. It's the biggest, you know, when you have kids, they start, like, yelling in the background. You don't even hear them anymore unless you're around people like your parents that forgot how loud kids can be or something. So the public market kind of allows families to go there. It's the kids are not a problem. They're not a distraction. They're part of the experience. So we want to be a family hub. And this gives you a chance to get open seating. It's a little louder, so people, you know, the kids aren't, you know, if they want to be a little loud, it's not going to be a problem. Mm-hmm. And, but if you want to go tuck into a corner and have date night, there's an opportunity for you there. So the heartbeat of Reading and how we meet people and how we all got to know each other. My parents were friends with, friends that I had's parents, and that's kind of the evolution. You hang out with people you went to school with, and then your parents hang out with their parents. And so this family-centric environment is absolutely critical to the public market success, and I think why people would go down there.
And it has something for everybody when it comes to cuisine and food experiences. So you've got cold brew coffees and nice little pastries. You have a burger joint, delicious burgers, a pizza joint, a hot dog and ice cream joint, one of the best ramen spaces for comforting soups and fuzz, and that's by Sang, who runs Fusion and Raw, two outstanding.
Yeah, I don't know if you saw his mural on the wall, just really talking about his family immigrating to America and the story. If you haven't had a chance, go in the little nook by Merrill and see that. It's just a telling story about, you know, the American dream, that they've been able to come to America and have this business. And if you look back in the kitchen, Sang's sweating and making,
he's working,
you know,
man.
Yeah, he's working. Jason and Daniel Monahan, DJ Smash, are back there working. They're bringing these, you know, 40, 50 pound slabs of beef, and they're mm-hmm. cutting it up and grinding it right there,
right there
in their space to make your smash burger. Kate Wood and Joe are working their space. Jacqueline Horton is working Little by Little Winery. Michelle Cave is in. I mean, all the business owners. I mean, even saw John break a sweat ripping tap handles over there at
Fall River.
So
their third location.
And, you know, I was there the other night with Amanda, and we're out wiping tables down. I mean, it's just everyone is investing their personal, you know, blood, sweat, and tears in this place as the business owners. It's exciting to see.
And I hate to, I don't want to skip over this too, is that there's a grocery store in downtown Reading, a grocery store of locally sourced produce from Northern California. Just only, like, some of this produce is just an hour away being brought in, with a functioning deli with beautiful, with very affordable prices for some of the best sandwiches and soups and stews that you can get right in, San Marzano.
Yeah, San Marzano Market. And yeah, we've been a food desert downtown. There really was not a grocery. It was Hinkle's Market, I think we called our local downtown grocer.
Yep.
In one of my applications that we had to do for a state grant, I said, where can you get some food downtown? I'm like, Hinkle's. Right there. And so, yeah, with Michelle Cave really rolled out not only a great grocery store and produce from local farms, but she also has prepared foods that you can just take home or eat there at the market that were all homemade there at San Marzano Market. And we also have rolled out 8 paninis, and we're pressing paninis right there at San Marzano Market. And in the the craft of a panini starts with how you build that panini and how you stack those ingredients on the bread, what kind of bread you use for your panini, and then heating up correct on the correct grill so you get that savory feel when you bite into that panini. And, for example, the chicken is chicken breast that's been grilled to perfection and sliced up and put on this panini. This mm-hmm. isn't just running your average meats into the panini. So, you know, really excited to deliver, we think, the best sandwich in Reading at San Marzano Market.
Every single place has high-quality product with affordable prices. I think that's really important to hit. Okay, Alan, we've got a few minutes. So here's the biggest things that I know you and I can hit. Downtown Reading Entertainment Zone. That's opening up this Friday, December 5th, on top of First Friday and the Christmas tree lighting. Tell me a little bit about the Entertainment Zone and what does this mean for our downtown Reading?
Yeah, so another community. So we're the third city in the state of California to roll out Entertainment Zones and adopt a state ordinance to allow that. Other cities that have done it around the country, it's increased commerce downtown 30%. So when you start thinking about increasing tax revenue, you know, we're talking about budget crisis and all the things in a city, one of the best ways to increase revenue is to grow the size of the pie, right? So people shopping and spending money generates more sales tax, which certainly helps our local community. So 30% pop on average they're seen in cities that have adopted the Entertainment Zone ordinance. And so what that will mean is you'll be able to go to the restaurants and businesses downtown that chose to be part of the Entertainment Zone, from Eureka Way down to Gold Street, Oregon Street, over to the alley behind Taroko, one block over from Pine.
Mm-hmm.
Get a drink, and if you want to walk over to the Christmas parade or the Christmas tree lighting, all you have to do is put a bracelet on. They give you a clear cup with a sticker on it,
mm-hmm.
and you can walk over and enjoy the Christmas tree lighting.
You're off to the races.
And you're going.
And here's what's great. So this Entertainment Zone, we are going to be the largest entertainment zone in the entire state of California. We're the only city that's implementing an Entertainment Zone 365 days out of the year with the hours 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. Businesses are signing up these last few weeks to participate. If you want to get a to-go beverage, you can see the business with their Entertainment Zone signage at the front. You might say, oh, this might be create chaos and all that stuff. It's not, because guess what? It's just people like Alan and I walking around with a beer enjoying our beautiful downtown Reading. And I think it's great. Some of these ABC restrictions and laws are way too strict on these businesses, and we want our businesses to be successful.
Yeah, you can't even sit on the patio in front of a business.
Yeah, you have to build up a big wrought iron black fence to be able to serve drinks outside. And why are we creating a jail for our residents outside?
Yeah, one of the drinks we have at Heads or Tails is the Soccer Mom.
Really?
And
good.
We serve it in a Stanley Cup. So, I mean, if that doesn't tell you where people have been sneaking their beverages all these years, so at least you'll actually know if someone's behaving in a certain way.
So I'm excited for this Entertainment Zone. And Friday, I think we're going to have an amazing first Friday. So the biggest things to hit, one, public market. You might be wondering, what are the hours? 7 days a week.
7 a.m. to 9 p.m. And we're kind of watching what the evening traffic looks like, maybe on Sundays if we had to roll that back. Parking is all validated. We have a lot of people don't know, we have 78 stalls under the Market Street building. You come in right off of the Pine Street Alley. You just come in on Butte Street, take a left on Pine Street Alley and turn down. It's covered parking. Your car won't be hot. It won't be cold. We're running security. Come up and then just walk right into the Stellar J gift shop, and we'll give you a validation. Or you can go to the California Street parking garage off of California Street, pull in, and we'll validate parking there too. It's 300 steps. I think we measured it from your car all the way into the public market. So,
and I always hit it. We do not have a parking problem. If you're staying away from downtown, you need to show up, see what's going on, because we don't have a parking problem. We have a walking problem. And if you're wondering, if you don't want to pay, parking is free on the weekends, parking is free on the evenings, and if you are disabled or know somebody with a handicap placard, you can hang that up and you can park wherever you'd like. So we have a beautiful downtown with murals, arts, programming, Christmas tree lighting this Friday, December 5th, 7 p.m. is when the tree lights up. We'll have classic cars, grand opening of public market and our entertainment zone. Alan, Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
We're going to be back with Enjoy Hour on 96.5 FM 1460 AM. Here's the news.
This is Carrie Growl, owner of Organic Pilates. We believe movement is more than exercise. It's a way to connect with yourself. Our new student intro includes a semi-private reformer session, two group classes, and an infrared sauna experience. And soon, you'll find us in our expanded studio in the heart.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.